The Identification of Goals. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm glad to have a lecture with you. Today's lecture is about the identification of goals, which may seem to be a big topic, but really important for your life and future. Last night, sitting by the window and gazing into the stars, I momentarily went back to my school days. I was just thinking, why are we made to go to school and college and supposed to complete a particular course in a specific span of time? I mean, why do I need 12 years of schooling? Why is it that everyone follows the unchangeable cycle of Montessori school, college, graduation, post-graduation, work? Then, a theory just seeped into my mind, following the electrifying whiz of a busy mosquito that comfortably kissed my ears and buzzed away. Starting from school, we learn the alphabets, the words, and the sentences. Sentences lead to lessons, lessons to chapters, and chapters to a subject. Many subjects form an academic year's curriculum. Upon clearing the exams, we stop on to the next year of education. Though we did follow the entire procedure subconsciously and ceremoniously, we never learnt the moral of the unsaid fact. The fact is that school, college, and other courses act as a tool to achieve our goal and dream. We might dream of being a doctor, engineer, lawyer, but without proper investment of time to gather intellectual content, our dreams are useless. Every action in life is to satisfy a specific purpose. Purpose or need initiates planning and action on the part of the doer. The person who wants to accomplish a specific goal first chalks out the plan. The plan is like an ideal curve. By being regular in his duties and responsibilities, he works towards his goal accomplishment in short bursts. After every burst or period of time, he tries to match his practical curve followed to accomplish the goal. With the ideal curve set in the process of planning, the closer the ideal and the practical curves are, the more is the probability of the goal being achieved in the set time. In short, we identify our goals ourselves, but planning of education system is just done by the education ministry of our age. Once we have identified our goals, we pursue specialized courses in the direction of our goals. This is done in a systematic manner, starting from the basics, like schooling to major specialization like engineering. But many a time it so happens that we lose track and wander around trying to reach unreachable goals. Only realistic goals are reachable. Set achievable goals. After goal setting, break it down into small modules, which have to be achieved within certain time frames. Once all modules have been completed, the integration of them all accomplishes the set goal. So before the end of today's lecture, do not hesitate to ask me any questions if you have met anything confusing, and I do hope the lecture today will be of great help in your future life.